At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back, baby. We are back, and if you can't tell, UJ and I are both on the road right now, recording this, or not in our usual surroundings. But that's all right. Nonetheless, the pod must go on. So I'm Big Z, and joining me here tonight is UJ.
Hello, everybody. I'm here in Las Vegas, Nevada, right now.
Yeah. UJ's in Vegas, along with Rud Dog, who might be joining later potentially. And then I am in northern Wisconsin, UJ. I am an enemy
territory.
But we gotta do what we gotta do, right?
That's right.
Nonetheless. We're Lions. We could get out of, you know, these are just, I'm just surrounded by Packers. That's nothing in a battle, right? But anyways, yeah. The Lions here have a big matchup against the Cardinals. The Lions will be on the road for the first time this season. They are traveling to Arizona. They are 3-point favorites. This is a 3:25 Central, 4:25 Eastern kickoff. So in the later time window. But as you mentioned in the last episode, UJ, you think it might be good for the Lions, in week three here to hit the road for a little bit. Maybe just... You know, they've been at home even in the playoffs last year for a lot of games recently. So get back on the road.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they say home cooking's good for you, and that's usually true. But sometimes when you're home a long time, you just want to get away for a little bit. And I think this will be a good chance for the Lions to breathe some fresh air and, get away. Because despite what they may say or not say, I think being at home and winning, there's a lot of pressure right now on them. It's going to be a breath of fresh air. That's all I can say. If it was me, I'd kind of be happy to get away for a week, you know, and I think this is going to really freshen them up a little bit. I think you're going to see a whole different team this week than we saw against Tampa.
Definitely. And I think we are going to expect Dan Campbell to really have these troops fired up. This is a Cardinals team that has a lot of firepower, especially on the offensive side, and we're going to get into all that in a moment. But before we do, UJ, I want to get into the injury report really quick for the Lions. We're recording this on September 18th, but there's a little bit of concern going on.
A little bit.
So this is, again, Wednesday, September 18th. We'll be releasing this tomorrow. So if there's any updates on these, obviously this will be, we don't know. But either way, today on Wednesday, no practice. Graham Glasgow, who popped up on the injury report all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Anzalone, obviously concussion. Terron Arnold has a sickness. He's got a little cold maybe or something. Ennis Rakestraw, who got injured in warm-ups ahead of the week 2 game. Yeah. How do these guys get injured in warm-ups? This happened somewhere else. I don't know how that happened, especially a hamstring. Well, and then Iffy, he also did not practice again. By the way, UJ, did you know that Mahogany, do you know why he was out for so long? Did you see the
apparently
illness?
Apparently it was mono.
Right. I did not realize that.
I'm surprised, because knowing how mono works and it takes such a long time, I'm surprised no one speculated that earlier that I know of anyway. But
why not just say it? Why not just say it, though? Why did they keep it? Say what he has.
I don't know.
Maybe he was like going strong or steady with a girl or something like that and didn't want to let her know. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I can see why they kept him away from the team. Can you imagine if the whole team came down with mono?
Oh, yeah.
That would be pretty bad.
Yeah. Did you ever have it, UJ?
I never did. It's not fun. Never did.
Yeah, it's not fun. Yeah, it's not fun. So anyways, I hope Rake Show can get back. Hamstrings, nothing to mess around with, though. I imagine that's a week or two injury. I imagine we might not be seeing him. Terry Arnold probably could battle through that illness unless it's mono or something along those lines. Anzalone, I expect we will not see him this week, UJ. Like I kind of
expect that too.
Said earlier this week. It's just tough in the NFL with all the conditions to get through the protocol in a week, in a week's time.
Yeah, and anybody with the hamstrings or the groin kind of thing, I think they're going to give extra as much time as they can to these guys to let them heal. If they have to sit an extra game, they're going to let them do it because they're still thinking long term. It's not like we have this next game, you know, so bad we need, you know, and we have enough depth now to cover these guys. So I think we're going to be fine if we're missing a couple. We'll be good.
I agree. Yeah, the depth is key in the NFL these days because people are going to go down with injuries all the time.
Yeah,
it's just the nature of the game. Kirby Joseph was a limited practice participant with a back issue. You know, not sure where that came from, but I imagine it's not going to stop him from playing. I think this is a precautionary thing.
Yeah.
Full practice, though, Amon-Ra.
Yeah.
Back at it. Just like we thought, he'd be back up in a week. No problem. And then another important one is Marcus Davenport. He came back and returned to practice in full. So
yeah,
that's good to see if it's not long-term injury. Very key with him. And the rest is good. The Cardinals actually do not have much going on with their injury report. It is very they're extremely healthy. They're probably the healthiest team in the NFL right now, actually. They only have one guy. They have no players under 53-man roster that were out of practice. Only one, Dante Stills, was limited. So it's full go for the Arizona Cardinals coming into this game against a slightly more beat-up Detroit Lions team. But, UJ, let's get into this game a little bit, because the Cardinals, obviously the highlight of this team is one of the front runners for MVP right now. And I know we're only 2 weeks in the season, so front runner nonetheless after 2 weeks, if you go check the odds. He's like top six right now. But anyways, his name is Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've watched him play this year, it's kind of fun. He's a fun player to watch. He is super short, but he is extremely athletic. I don't know if you saw that touchdown pass last week that he had where he pretty much called the shot. did you see him calling a shot on the touchdown pass?
I didn't see that. No, I didn't see that part. I did see the touchdown, though. And another one eerily similar to that where he threw that long pass to Marvin Harrison Jr. down the sideline when he was running for his life out there. Incredible. And still found him wide open down the field. Amazing.
Yeah, he's a special, special athlete. This is a 18-yard touchdown pass to Elijah Higgins. He had four not very good blocking from the offensive line, but just good enough, I guess you could say, because all four guys kind of got a free release on him at some point. He waited all four. Rolled to his left, threw a 25-yard dart, and in the middle of while the ball's like sailing through the air, midway through, he just turns around, raises his hands up like he knew it was going to be a touchdown. Yeah. Kind of like somebody that shoots a three and doesn't look, and it goes through the hoop. Similar concept.
Yes.
So he is playing very well right now, and this is, you know, one of the Lions' biggest bugaboos in the Aaron Glenn era. Is mobile quarterbacks, UJ. Mm-hmm. Mobile quarterbacks.
Yes. However.
So you said you had some ideas about how the Lions are going to keep them strong here.
Hutch has to keep his eyes open because Kyler Murray's very short, might run under his legs. So he's got to watch that, you know, between his legs. But seriously, I think we've upgraded our line enough where I think they're going to have to be very disciplined in their pass rush and keep their lanes. And try not to, you know, overcommit to one side or the other. Keep their lanes. And as far as a spy on Murray, I don't know. Aaron Glenn's not a big on using a spy, but they may have to in this game. And the other thing is, I think we need to watch the big play, not letting Marvin Harrison Jr. get open deep or anybody else like that. We got to avoid that big play because I think Kyle Murray will make some plays. We're not going to stop him completely. There's no way.
Right.
But if we can prevent the big play, the long touchdown pass, we keep our discipline in our rush lanes, I think we had a good chance, a very good chance of shutting him down pretty good. And I just think we're just a better team, better personnel across the front. I think we can handle this. And yeah, it's going to be tough. It's always tough with a scrambling quarterback, but I think we will come out ahead in this one defensively.
Yeah, you got to keep him in the pocket and make him beat you with his arm. I mean, he does have a decent arm, but make him try to throw over the line. Like, use his height to his disadvantage. Now, they do a good job of getting him out, like play action, keep him out of pocket. First of all, you got to shut down the run. You know, all the talk about Kyler Murray, James Conner is having a fantastic year thus far, and last year, too, for that matter. Last week, 21 carries, 122 yards. You know, I don't think this Rams defense is too strong. The Lions ran all over them as well. But even in week one against Buffalo, 16 for 50, he also catches the ball in the backfield. He's a really strong runner, even going back to last year, where he really turned up the heat in the last eight games of the season. And that's led by their offensive line. Obviously, their high-round draft pick, Paris Johnson Jr., who was the first pick of this new Cardinals regime. Will Hernandez, a right guard, is a pretty solid player. Evan Brown, Kelvin Beachum at right tackle, I think, can be exploited to a certain extent. Paris Johnson's definitely your best offensive lineman on the left side. But we see Hutch line up on the right side, where he's been exposing every right tackle that's come his way far this year. I expect me. But again, like you said, UJ, Hutch can't just go, even if he gets a free pass, he can't go screaming at Murray. Because Murray's so tiny, so shifty. you just got to really, like, just slow it down a little bit once you get there. you cannot let him get outside of. I mean, Hutch is basically like it's like a rush, pass rush contain in a way. Yes. You have to keep him in the pocket. You just have to.
Well, an example of that is last week against the Bucs when there was one play where Hutch had a great rush and he kept the quarterback contained, but just didn't keep his discipline long enough. And he's able to cut up the middle for a long gain. And but he's going to have to be a little more disciplined this week to keep Kyler Murray in there. Because he's definitely like trying to swat a fly. You know, it's just really quick and it's hard to catch.
Yeah, still don't think the Lions aren't going to blitz at times. The blitz just can't. It has to be effective, right? It has to.
Right.
Same concept with Hutch. You can't just blitz, get some pressure, and let him go. Otherwise, it's kind of a pointless blitz. And that is what Kyler Murray has been good at avoiding. And he takes advantage of his shiftiness to. Obviously, when you blitz, there's holes. Hopefully the blitz gets home, so you cannot expose those holes. But nonetheless, if the Lions blitz this week, I think they'll be blitzing less. That's my guess. Yeah. At how they would attack this, at least to start, see how it goes. Because they have Marvin Harrison Jr., who broke out last week. One of the top receiving prospects we've seen in a while coming to the NFL. Probably since Calvin Johnson, honestly, just in terms of like a finished NFL product as a prospect. You don't usually hear that too much for a lot of these guys. And Marvin Harrison was one of the highest a lot of these scouts ever seen. And the first week looked terrible. Second week looked incredible.
Yeah. Is it true he took a pay cut to come to the NFL?
You know, with NIL, who knows these days?
Yeah.
Who knows? He was trying to do some weird stuff when he was signing his rookie contract, like that no other rookie was doing. It didn't work out. It had something to do with Fanatics on jersey sales. I don't remember all the specifics exactly off the top of my head. But nonetheless, I'm really excited you did to see Terrion Arnold match up with Marvin Harrison.
That will be fun.
I hope he's healthy. You know, he had an illness, but I want to see that matchup. I want to see him own him.
Yes. But Z, to get back to one little point I wanted to mention, you were talking about Connor and the great game he had last week against the Rams. And then our strength is stopping the run. And this year is no different than last year. If we do that again in this game and hold him to like 60, 70 yards, we're going to force Kyler Murray in a lot of situations that he's probably going to be uncomfortable in. So that's a big key to the plan, too, is keep that run game down like we have been.
I absolutely agree with you. And I think the Lions have an advantage in the secondary over this wide receiver core. Obviously, outside of Marvin Harrison Jr., there's Michael Wilson and Greg Dortch. Elijah Higgins, as I mentioned, at the touchdown kid, but even he's a tight end. So either way, I mean, Trey McBride is really solid tight end. He's probably one of the top five tight ends in the NFL right now, receiving wise. And Kyler Murray loves throwing to him ever since this new coach has come over. Gannon of the Cardinals, they have found Trey McBride a lot. So Jack Campbell, Jalen Reeves, Maven, our linebackers are going to be tested this week against Trey McBride. So that's also something to look out for, especially if the run game's not going well for them. They're going to be looking Trey McBride's way. But I think we are ready for that. I think Jack Campbell is ready for that challenge.
I agree.
Because let me, how tall is Trey McBride? I should know off the top of my head, but I got to open this up here.
I don't have that.
6'4", 246. Great tight end size. But Campbell is, man, I'm bad with my player height.
Campbell's 6'4", 250, 245, something like that?
Yeah, exactly. So you can match up with him. Yeah. I think that's who they're going to want. They're going to have him go out there and test him early.
Oh, yeah.
But flipping it to the other side, UJ, the Lions are going against a Cardinals team that I think it can be exposed. They give 34 points to the Bills in week one.
Right.
Now, last week, an absolutely decimated Rams team, only managed 10 points, but that was a Rams team that was led by DeMarcus Robinson as their number one wide receiver by the end of that game.
Right.
That's a problem. But nonetheless, we had this Cardinals team, like Zaven Collins is their best rusher off the edge. He's okay.
What about this kid, Dennis Gardeck? He had 3 sacks last week.
Yeah, linebacker. Yeah,
6 foot tall, 230 pounds, small guy, but apparently great bend around the edge, and you know it could be a tough matchup with our tackles are pretty good, but
yeah, he's been around the NFL for a little while though, so you know he's kind of like life. Now he's been with the Cardinals for his entire career. He's been in the NFL for 7 years. He has never left Arizona.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he had 7 sacks in 2020, 6 last year. So maybe he's just finally found the right defense to play in, because he's already got 3 thus far. Like you mentioned, he's a great start to the year. I like our offensive line though, matching up with him.
Yes.
It's like we've been mentioning, the Lions offense just needs to find their rhythm.
They did.
We're not like overly concerned with the players necessarily. Just like Goff, Ben Johnson, and this team just has to find the rhythm, get on the same page. Because once they hit their stride, I mean, they can score 30 points every week. Like we've seen it. We know they could do that. So I hope that is coming this week, because no one on this defense truly scares me. Buda Baker has been a solid player for a long time. Sean Murphy Bunting is always a solid. That's a cornerback. Buda Baker, free safety. Sean Murphy Bunting, cornerback. But I think this is a defense that could be heavily exposed. I think they're lacking a lot of top-tier talent. And I like the Lions to match up pretty well with them, both on the run and the pass game. I think they can have their way with them in this game, UJ.
I agree with you. And coming off of 2 rough games that we had, and if you look at the games, our first 2 games, yeah, they were a little rough, and we could have done better. But I don't think we're that far from being back. You know what I mean? I mean, it seems like we were just missing things, just a little out of sync. I don't think we're far from getting the offense back again. And this is a good place to do it. And like I said earlier, it's refreshing. Get away from home for a week. Let it loose. I just think they're going to have a ball, man. They're going to have a good time.
Definitely.
I think the offense is going to really light it up this week.
And the biggest thing that we have been missing the last 2 weeks is red zone offense.
Yes.
So if the Lions could just get through the red zone offense like we've seen throughout the Ben Johnson era, get through it successfully, get through the growing pains early in the season here, this thing's going to take off like a rocket ship, because getting the ball inside the red zone has been no problem, but finishing these drives has been a problem. Honestly, just run it. Run it 4 times in the red zone. Do what you got to do. Get that ball across the goal line. Let's just get this thing back on the right track this week. But yes. UJ, let's get into our pre prediction segment. All right. Shall we?
Yes, I love the predictions.
So, listeners, Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, of course, we have two prediction segments. Our first one, of course, is Roar of the Week.
Who?
And Roar of the Week, of course, is not necessarily the player that will have the best stats, but just the player with the biggest impact overall on the game. And UJ, if you want to say who Rud Dog had, and then
I
and
will.
Then yours, we can go, we can start with you.
Okay, Rud Dog did let me know that he could make it on, but he did send me his Roar of the Week, and his Roar of the Week is Jared Goff. He said Jared Goff is going to light it up this week, three touchdown passes and 300-plus yards this week. He feels he's due. It's time. He's going to light it up. So Jared Goff is his – I'll try to do it like he does it. Roar of the Week.
All right. Beautiful. Now, yeah. Who do you have, UJ?
My Roar of the Week. My Roar of the Week is Sam LaPorta. I think he has been a largely forgotten member of this team the first two games, and I think he's going to expose this defense, and I think we're going to see a lot more of him this game. And I see him getting at least six or seven catches and a touchdown in this game. So I'm going to go with Sam LaPorta as my Roar of the Week.
They got to, just look his way, man. Like, I was sending you some of the videos, like third downs and stuff where he was open and then Goff, like, forced the ball to the sideline. Like, come on, Jared. Like, look for your reliable third down guy, Sam LaPorta, on some of these. I don't, that's part of, like, the rhythm thing. I just don't understand. He wasn't like going through, like, he wasn't under pressure on some of those. He just maybe had the internal clock in his head, like from some of the earlier pressure. Like,
yeah,
but you just got to trust the guys in front of you. Again, maybe that's part of like not playing in the preseason, having a little bit of the shakies. But man, you know, anyways,
yeah,
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going to say Bob's really quick. He also was not able to make it tonight, but he has. Goff as well as his Roar of the Week.
Ooh.
And he has Goff throwing three touchdowns as well, just like Rud Dog over there, UJ.
Unbelievable.
They are on the same wavelength right there. I like it a lot. And I am also going to go with Jared Goff as well, UJ. He needs to respond after the first 2 weeks. I like the three touchdown prediction from Rud Dog and Bob. I'm going to hop on that train this week.
Jared Goff getting a lot of love this week.
Yeah, he's been getting a lot of, you know, flack. There's already, you know, people talking about should they trade for another quarterback. Yeah, you know, the same old ridiculous
I know.
Overreactions
down,
that we
down,
see man. Every week in the NFL. nonetheless, Jared Goff is my Roar of the Week. That's three for Goff, one for LaPorta. Either
That's
way, offense is going to rue the is going to win the day.
Yeah.
This week for the Detroit Lions. Now let's get to our ever famous prediction segment.
All right.
Of course, is predicting the outcome of this game. Lions 3-point favorites, over under 51.5. This is a 3:25 Central, 4:25 kickoff in Arizona. So UJ, Rud Dog, and your predictions.
Okay,
this week,
Rud Dog's prediction this week is Lions 73, Cardinals 3.
Wow, you get the Cardinals 3.
Kyler Murray is going to be sacked 37 times, and I don't know. I'm kind of making this up as I go. Cause,
I figured, but you're not that far off.
No, but it's going to be a lot to a little, okay? And we will dominate this game. So that's a Rud Dog's prediction. My prediction is maybe a little more down to earth. I'm going to go 35-21. Lions. I think the Cardinals will score a couple times. We won't be able to keep them out, you know, totally. But our defense is going to come to play. I think we're going to play a very good game against Kyler Murray. And our offense, I think, is just going to light it up in this game. I think our offense is due for our breakout performance of their year. It's time for them to come out. And they've showed signs, you know. We're frustrated because they couldn't win that game last week, even though they had a chance at the end. And our red zone woes are well known now, 2 weeks into the season. So I'm definitely not panicking. This team is going to come out playing really strong on the road. And I think they're going to really just quiet that whole Cardinals fan base. And it's going to be a fun game to watch, people. So get the popcorn out. Get ready, man. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Say your score again.
35-21.
35-21 Lions from UJ. All right, UJ. I am going to say Bob's really quick. He has 31-17 Lions. No other context than that. He just said 31-17, but I like it. Okay. I like it. I'm actually on a similar wavelength. We and Bob are just on a very similar wavelength tonight, UJ, because I had 31-20, so almost the same score.
Yeah.
So. 31-20, like we mentioned, Goff has 3 touchdown passes, another run-in from Montgomery this week, and Jake Bates makes an over 40-yard field goal as well in this week. And UJ, I was telling you before, isn't it crazy in the NFL? 35-37 kickers throughout the NFL this year on 50-yard-plus field goals. And those 2 misses were from Justin Tucker, who is historically the most accurate kicker in NFL history.
Yeah. Crazy.
What is something? Are kickers just finally getting good, or is there something more to this? What is going on?
I think the kickers have been getting, they have been getting better. It's like everything else. They get better and better every year. And these kids coming up, they just got a lot more leg. And you see these guys even in warmups, they're kicking 70 yarders and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's just getting, you know, to do it in a game, coaches being brave enough to let them do it in a game, that kind of thing. You know, I mean, right. When Justin Tucker kicked a 66 yarder against us, he had to, because it was, they had no other choice really.
Right.
You know, so they let him do it. We've had chances to let our guys kick a long one, and then we chickened out or punted or whatever. But I think these guys are getting better, and coaches are just got to be willing to give them a chance and let them show that leg off. And it's like all these positions, Big Z. I mean, everyone's getting bigger, better, faster, stronger. The kickers are no different.
Fair enough. The accuracy thing is still wild, though. Like, have the leg is one thing, but this amount of accuracy across the league is quite remarkable.
Yeah.
But anyways, I hope, we all have predicted Jared Goff to reverse the touchdown passing trend. Like I mentioned, the touchdown passes are down throughout the NFL. But Goff is single-handedly going to reverse that this week.
Yeah.
Especially if they live up the Rud Dogs prediction of 70-0 or 70-3. 73-3. Your made-up Rud Dog prediction. But anyways, I think that's going to wrap it up for us here. We want to just keep it tight and quick, especially just UJ and I on this week. We'll, of course, be back next Tuesday releasing our episode with all the reactions to the Sunday afternoon game against the Cardinals, where we expect the Lions to get right back on track, move to 2-1, hope the Vikings and the rest of the NFC North teams lose, and the Lions retake first, and we're just going to be right back on the we're going to be back on the right path this week, UJ.
That's right. You fans don't panic out there. Take the long view like the coaches are doing right now. You know, just enjoy this team. You know, we're not going to be perfect. No team is. And just enjoy the ride. And I think you will enjoy the ride this week. I think it's going to be great.
44.5, by the way, yards over unders for LaPorta. UJ, you like his over, it sounds
like. I like the over in this one for LaPorta, for sure.
Yeah, 44.5 low. You could be buying low on that one. There's a lot of low numbers this week. Like Amon Ross, 76.5. JMO's 51.5. You know, the JMO thing, I know, I just said we're going to wrap up, but the JMO thing, UJ.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like they've been forcing him the ball a little bit too much in a way, and that has hurt the offense to a degree. Like, they're just so, like, excited to use him that sometimes they force it to him when they don't look at other guys that are open, that are also extremely talented.
Yeah.
They just got to kind of let it happen, let him do his thing. You know, it will come, is what I'm going to say. If I had just had one word of advice for the Lions this week, it's going to happen. Breathe easy. We got this.
You bet.
I'm sure they're being told something similar from Campbell in a Campbell-esque way.
Yeah.
Anyways, we will wrap it up here. But before we do, we want to thank our producer, Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
J. For crushing it every week on the podcast. He has been uploading a bunch of really cool stuff to YouTube especially. And you can find us on YouTube at DTBK_Lions, or that's youtube.com/@DTBK_Lions, or you can go to our Instagram. We have the link to our channel on there in the bio. Also, you can just type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid on YouTube. We are the premier Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid podcast, UJ.
That's right.
Believe it or not, because when I type it in there, it's always the first one that pops up. Even after I clear my search history, it's still the first one that pops up. I just check every once in a while. So, yes, there's that. Obviously, Instagram, Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter /X at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Let us know your predictions for the upcoming week.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you to SidelineReport.com for supporting the podcast. And, of course, we want to thank our listeners for just crushing it every week by showing up here. UJ, I'm trying to pull up what was his name that sent us a really cool email last week.
Oh,
I have it right here. David Swartz. David Swartz. A shout out to you, my man. He said he drove over 800 miles to the game to watch the Lions lose, sadly, against the Buccaneers. But, David, you seem to be taking it to heart, too. But, you know, it's okay. He said keep up the great work in the pod. It was his first Lions game. It was an amazing experience. The team, the fans, all of it. He's so glad he got to sing the fight song. You know, just really cool to hear. That's the kind of love and spirit that motivates us to keep doing this. So, David, big shout out to you. And I hope you get to go to more Lions games in your future. Next one will be a victory. At least I'm Drinking Blue Kool-Aid. We assure you that the next one will be a victory.
That's right. It's guaranteed.
At the very least, I hope you enjoyed your time in Detroit and everything of that nature. Hope it was still a good weekend. I'm sure it was. So, anyways, drinking the blue Kool-Aid at gmail.com if you want to send more messages like that. If you're more of an email guy or woman or Instagram, Twitter, etc., all those things. We get DMs and stuff like that too. We shout out. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We greatly appreciate you. We'll be back on Tuesday reacting to the Cardinals game. And UJ, last but not least, as always,
go
Lions!
Go Lions! Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock! Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go! Go.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.